Now, Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, is walking a difficult and even dangerous line by supporting U.S. efforts. He's trying to eliminate al-Qaeda even as he leads a country with strong elements of Islamist extremism and anti-Americanism. NPR's South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves has been tracking Pakistan's progress. We found Philip in New Delhi. And Philip, the risk to Musharraf here is not just political risk, is it?
No, it's not. Let's not forget that there have been two assassination attempts against Musharraf within the last 8 or 9 months. And it should also be remembered that there was an unsuccessful attempt on the life of Pakistan's Prime Minister-designate only a few days ago. That's Shaukat Aziz. He's a pro-Westerner, a banker who spent many years in the United States, and it's thought that he was targeted because of his close links with Musharraf and the US. Pakistani officials are saying that there may be a backlash. They've been talking about Pakistan walking a tightrope, which is often said of Pakistan and Musharraf in particular, by taking on al-Qaeda. But they say that Pakistan is prepared to pay the price. These developments are likely, therefore, to be monitored even more closely than usual in the next few days, in Washington in particular.
So what does Musharraf stand to gain by taking on al-Qaeda?
Well, he gains particularly by improving the international stature of Pakistan and by countering its long-held reputation for being a haven for violent Islamist extremism and the erstwhile supporters of the Taliban. Pakistan's now being portrayed widely in the West as a key bulwark in the US-led war against bin Laden and his supporters. Musharraf's also shoring up his relationship with his paymasters in Washington. Washington provides many hundreds of millions of dollars in return for Pakistan's logistical support, its intelligence. Services have been feeding the U.S. with information, and also for the many arrests. The latest five are among 500 that Pakistan have carried out since 9/11, handing over more than 500 people to the U.S.
And when you say Musharraf is walking a tightrope, is that because every time he's helping the United States against al-Qaeda, he's building up a little more domestic opposition to his rule?
That's certainly the case. Whenever he moves against al-Qaeda, he's criticized at home, particularly by the Islamists, for being what they perceive to be a puppet of the US. There's another phenomenon at work, too, though. There are concerns amongst Musharraf's opponents in the democratic and secular camp, and among human rights activists also, that his role in the war against al-Qaeda, underscored by these latest arrests, tends to lessen the international pressure on him to fulfill his pledges to restore democracy. He's been in power for 5 years, and the country's still in effect run by the military and by the intelligence services. He's talked about implementing step-by-step transition to democracy, but his critics argue that despite some cosmetic moves in that direction, the grip of the army over Pakistan is greater than ever. They say, for instance, that hundreds of retired and serving military officers hold position in government ministries and state-run corporations and in banks and so on.
Well, General Musharraf has said that by the end of this year he'll hang up his military uniform, become a civilian president. Is he really going to do that?
Well, that's what he said he'll do, although he has recently hinted that he may be reconsidering that arrangement. It's fair to assume that the more cooperative he is in his moves against al-Qaeda, the less the pressure from abroad, and particularly obviously from Washington, will be on him to carry out that pledge. And if there's a backlash, commentators are likely to speculate that this would also shore up the argument for maintaining this extent of his grip on power.
It's NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi. Philip, thanks.
You're welcome.